Was it difficult to work in the winters when there was snow?
We did, aye. You had to work in, of course. Yeah. And you know, in the winter time, you've got a spray coming off the river.
Do you?
Up the hill. You know, the way the wind would be blowing, you know. And I mind, in particular, that particular wood we were working in. We had a fellow, a young lad there, and he was frozen. You know, it was that cold. See. So my father had said to another one of the boys that was working there, go and light a fire for us. Billy Hardy's name was. Go and light the fire for us. So he lit the fire. So there was Billy standing at the fire, and the next thing, here he was on fire. His trousers was caught fire.
Oh.
So we had to run over and put the fire, cut the fire out from his trousers.
Get the fire out, yes.
So that was him heating himself. He got too close to the fire.
I bet they all enjoyed the fire, didn't they? If they got one. What did you only cut in the winter and the autumn, or did you cut all the year round?
Oh, aye, we cut all the year
round. And how many years were you at Glen Mazarin working?
Well, we were a long time up all round the Martin area. You'll know Andrew McCoy.
Yes.
And Jean.
Yes, still there.
Jean belongs to Coleridge, actually.
Does she?
Huh. In a roundabout way, you know. Mm-hmm. Andrew, what was I going to say? He played the accordion too,
yes.
One time.
Yes.
But that's the only ones I know in Dumont now.
Because she had the village shop for years.
That's right, yes, aye. But what I was going to say, we had a lot of trees blown down. I can't mind the time of the year, or what year it was.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to work at Andrew's father's house, he stayed in the keeper's cottage before you went up to the big house, you know. What's the name of the house again? The first place to come to.
Kailahi.
Yes. That's right. And his father was the keeper there.
Mm-hmm.
We had this blow where all the trees blew down. And when we went out, one of the trees was blown. A big tree was blown. Where his dog kennels were. And here was a root way up in the air and the dog kennels. And the dog's still in the kennels.
The dog's still in?
Oh, I thought that's right. That's a true fact. So he was awful worried about this, you know. So we cut the tree. You know, it was lying over in the big root.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to prop up the root and saw it away with a handsaw. And
rescue the dogs.
Let the root go down.
Yes.
And there he was. It plonked down right where it left off. So it was all right.
He put it back where he found it. Let the dogs out. They were glad to go.
So they weren't along, but you know.
No.
And they weren't hurt or nothing like that.
No.
Because we had to prop the root up and then let it do it slowly.
And then slowly let it, yeah.
But even tomorrow, it's all changed too.
Oh, yes. A lot has changed, yes. A lot of the distillery wood has been cut down.
See, I worked in the distillery a while. When?
When?
Oh, I can't mind now. But it was, I worked there, I think it was a couple of years or something I worked there.
Mm.
Oh, it's run different now. It's Japanese, does it now,
yes,
is it?
It's very much been developed now.
Aye.
Much bigger than it was.
And I work there in the cooperage. You know, making the bottles and that. When I left to start working the wood again. Because I got fed up on it because you were inside. And when you were working inside, there were building houses there at that time. And when you looked out, you could see boys stepped off building the houses. And here you were working in the warehouse, frozen.
Dark.
So I came out of there and went back to the forestry again, working in forestry again, because that's what, you know, things are in your blood, you know.
Yes, that's right.
But so I was there for sure a couple of years. And the manager then and the father was father and son. And they used to hold big nights up there, you know, at the end of the season.
Yes.
I suppose you heard about that.
Yes,
you
know? I have heard about that.
And all the best artists about the country would be there, you know. Oh, and everything was laid on. It was good, you know.
Yeah.